This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. During last night's Bethel City Council meeting, several city employees spoke against the city's new mandate requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for city workers, and dozens of their colleagues showed up to support them. The mandate signed by Bethel City Manager Pete Williams is slated to go into effect on September 27th. All city employees have until then to get their first dose of the vaccine. According to Williams, the city has 105 employees and 17 of them are unvaccinated. Bethel City employee union member Corbin Ford was one of about 30 community members who attended the meeting. He predicts that some city employees will lose their jobs because of this mandate.
You're losing approximately 50% of the PD and 15% of the total workforce.
Ford said his union only heard about the mandate the day prior, when the city's human resources director sent out the email at the end of the workday. Ford said members met that evening and scrambled to put together a response. Ford says the union is advocating for the city manager to delay the mandate. He said unvaccinated employees could become convinced to receive the vaccine if they had more time to learn about it. Ford says he's not vaccinated and he's been on the fence about getting the vaccine. He said the mandate inspired him to learn more about it. Ford said he did about half an hour of internet searches and started to change his mind.
I had done some soul searching and also done some just general research about the vaccine that actually, in that time period, call it 30 minutes or 45 minutes, I went from being what I would consider a hard no to a soft yes.
Ford said the city hasn't provided enough medical guidance to employees before mandating vaccinations. City officials have been speaking about the vaccine for months in meetings, often urging residents to get vaccinated. Multiple Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation physicians have spoken in council meetings about the efficacy and safety of the vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine has been authorized for emergency use for over 9 months and finished its final course of FDA approval last month. Two other COVID vaccines are also authorized under emergency use. City Council candidate Jess Schroeder supported the union's request for more time to learn about the vaccine. Schroeder is a registered nurse with YKHC, but said she wasn't there as a representative of the organization.
I will never, ever say, just get the vaccine. I will always say, make an educated decision.
Schroeder also added that it's important to get the vaccine because it, quote, affects more than just you. Another city council candidate, Jared Carr, also addressed the council during the meeting. He said most employees haven't had time to learn about the vaccine.
Most people go about their lives clocking in, clocking out, taking care of their families. They're not on the internet researching left and right.
Despite that claim, over 80% of city employees have chosen to get vaccinated. The CDC estimates that unvaccinated individuals are 11 times more likely to die from COVID-19 than vaccinated individuals. The CDC also said the unvaccinated are 5 times more likely to get COVID and therefore that much more likely to spread it. YKHC Director of Infection Control, Dr. Elizabeth Bates, called into the meeting from the YKHC Emergency Department to speak to the efficacy of the vaccine and precariousness of the state's healthcare system.
It is clear that the increase in hospitalizations and stress on our healthcare infrastructure is driven by unvaccinated individuals. We are struggling to find ICU beds for every patient, not just COVID patients.
Dr. Bates urged everyone eligible to get vaccinated. Because the vaccine mandate was not a council agenda item, the council could not take any action on the issue. Chief of Police Richard Simmons said he hopes the city manager will take more time to consider the concerns of the Bethel City employees before the city loses half of its police force. And in more COVID-19 news, local healthcare providers are cautioning Bethel residents not to take physical risks, including riding ATVs. Their message is that if you get hurt, you might not be able to receive adequate health care. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The surge in COVID-19 cases has destabilized Alaska's health care system. Here's how Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges describes the state of that system.
In a word, it is in crisis, perhaps collapsing.
Hodges spoke during Tuesday's Bethel City Council meeting. She said there are few, if any, staffed intensive care unit beds remaining in the state amid the current surge in COVID-19 cases. That means YKHC is struggling to find beds for all patients, not just COVID patients. To decrease the chance of seeking health care, Hodges warned against any activity that could pose a physical risk.
Don't ride your bike or ATV, wear your seatbelt, and drive the speed limit. Take good care of your health, taking all of your prescribed medications.
Hodges made her statements the same day hospital executives at Providence Hospital in Anchorage issued a letter saying it cannot accept any more critical patients, including from rural communities like in the YK Delta. According to state data, the Alaska Native Medical Center is also not accepting patients from rural communities. YKHC does not have intensive care unit beds and cannot provide the advanced health care offered in Anchorage hospitals. Hodges says for now, the health care providers in Bethel will do what they can with what they have.
We will do our very best to provide health care for you, but we are limited by what is available in this state.
Rising COVID-19 cases, driven largely by unvaccinated individuals, are straining resources. On Monday, the state reported its highest ever number of patients hospitalized with COVID throughout the pandemic, and cases are expected to rise over the coming weeks. In the YK Delta, cases rose by over 5% over the past week. Over half the region's cases are in children under age 18. Many are too young to get vaccinated. Hodges issued a list of instructions for how to reduce spreading the virus and avoid further burdening the health system.
First of all, if you are not vaccinated, get vaccinated immediately. The vaccine is very safe and highly effective, and it is the best way to prevent COVID.
Second, she says, if you get sick, to get tested for COVID and isolate immediately. Third, wear a mask at all times when not with your household members. And lastly, support healthcare workers and be kind to one another. YKHC offers vaccinations daily without appointment and will provide vaccinations at people's homes. If you have questions about the vaccine, you can call the YKHC COVID-19 hotline at 907-543-6949. That's 907-543-6949. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And lastly, in state politics, Alaskans will receive a permanent fund dividend.